Order point systems. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines order point systems and some related terms as follows. Inventory ordering system. Inventory models for the replenishment of inventory. Independent demand inventory ordering models include fixed reorder cycle, fixed reorder quantity, optional replenishment, and hybrid models, among others. Dependent demand inventory ordering models include material requirements planning, Kanban, and drum buffer rope. Order point system. An inventory replenishment system based on the stock on hand plus on order. Order point. A set inventory level where, if the total stock on hand plus on order falls to or below that point, action is taken to replenish the stock. The order point is normally calculated as forecasted usage during the replenishment, lead time plus safety stock. Replenishment lead time. The total period of time that elapses from the moment it is determined that a product should be reordered until the product is back on the shelf available for use. In the order point system, an order is placed when inventory falls below the order point. Such systems usually work with fixed order quantities, but the timing of when to order varies. The order point system is also referred to as the statistical order point system because the order point is determined based on forecast demand during lead time, DDLT. That is, demand follows a predictable slope that is based on the average demand, the mean of a bell curve, during the average time it takes to replenish the supply. The order point is allowed to be sooner than normal if demand is higher than average and later than normal if demand is lower than average. The inventory reorder point will also account for any required safety stock. The formula for calculating the order point is. The order point method is commonly used for both high-volume finished goods with independent demand and for dependent demand items as long as these items have stable and continuous demand. It is also used for NRO, maintenance, repair, and operating supplies and when lot sizes are constrained by shipping or storage capacity. It is not used for high-value A-class items because of inventory costs. Exhibit 6-17 illustrates this method. Exhibit 6-17, order point. Notice the sawtooth pattern that lot size inventory creates. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines a sawtooth diagram as a quantity versus time graphic representation of the order point or order quantity inventory system showing inventory being received and then used up and reordered. When inventory declines to the order point, A, an order is placed at time B. Inventory continues to be depleted until the order arrives, C, and the cycle begins again. The order point method assumes the following. Past demand is an accurate indicator of future demand. Demand is continuous and fairly level. Replenishment lead time is constant and predictable, and replenishment happens all at once. Order lot sizes will be consistent. In reality, these assumptions do not entirely hold. Demand can be lumpy, and it might vary due to random variation. Sometimes replenishment is delayed. A more realistic picture is shown in Exhibit 6-18. In Cycle A, demand performs as anticipated and inventory is sufficient until it is replenished. In Cycle B, however, demand is greater than average, steeper slope, and this causes a stockout to occur before the replenishment arrives. In Cycle C, demand is less than the average demand, more gradual slope. The arrival of the next order, added to inventory still in the system, creates a level of inventory that exceeds the upper constraint. Exhibit 6-18, the effect of uncertainty. Safety stock is held in case the inventory falls more quickly than the average. A stockout will not actually occur until the safety stock is depleted. The safety stock level is calculated based on the relative amount of variability around that average, for example, the level of demand uncertainty and the desired service level. An order point system with safety stock is shown in Exhibit 6-19, which also shows how actual demand can vary on a regular basis. During Cycle B, replenishment was slightly delayed in this required use of safety stock. Exhibit 6-19, order point under conditions of uncertainty. Order point systems work well when demand varies only to the degree accounted for in the cycle stock and safety stock calculations. When actual demand is less than expected, reorders are delayed, so this keeps inventory levels from growing too large. However, if the average demand during the lead time changes, the order point will also need to be recalculated or it will be too early, effectively increasing the safety stock level, or too late, reducing the safety stock level and risking more stockouts. Since the order point is determined when a particular inventory level is reached at the stockkeeping location, the next thing to determine is when the order point is reached. Commercial door manufacturer case study example. Exhibit 6-20 shows an example of hydraulic door closers for our commercial door manufacturer featuring both the economic order quantity discussed elsewhere and a level of safety stock at the bottom. So the minimum inventory level goes down to this point, rather than zero as long as demand is stable. Note that the following abbreviations are used in the exhibit: Q, order quantity, LT, lead time, DVLT, demand during the lead time, OP, order point, SS, safety stock. Exhibit 6-20, order point system. The demand during the lead time can be calculated if we know the average rate of demand, estimated using forecasting, and the lead time for replenishment, based on historical data. In Exhibit 6-20, the hydraulic door closer is sold as an independent demand item. It has an economic order quantity of 400 units, and the average demand is 80 units per week, with 50 units of safety stock and a lead time of 2 weeks to order and receive units at the distribution center. The DDLT can be calculated as follows. Given the 50 units of safety stock, the order point can then be calculated. With safety stock, the average inventory is no longer half of the order quantity. The average is raised by the amount of safety stock, so the formula is as follows. Note that the average inventory is still technically the opening inventory plus ending inventory divided by 2, but since safety stocks are included in both opening and ending inventory, the equation just shown will result in the same answer.